Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the program. The Bill Michaels Show is on the air. Thanks so much for taking a listen to us all throughout the Upper Midwest on the network and wherever it is you're listening. We're getting some of our podcast numbers of people downloading this thing. Hundreds of thousands of people? Really? I got a lot of friends. I didn't know I had that many. That's pretty damn cool. So we're doing okay, I guess. Another entity that is doing okay. They've made some changes, and now they believe they're putting the train back on the track, so to speak. That is the Green Bay Packers, and some changes have gone on at 1265, and the man to talk about it is none other than the president of the Green Bay Packers, Mark Murphy, now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Mark, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Bill. How you doing?
I'm doing extremely well.
Congratulations on all the downloads on
your
podcast. That's
well, you know, I'm trying to keep up with you. You guys got
how
the
many
mastermind.
In your family, Bill?
Not nearly that many. it's been. Thanks for taking a time out to come on with us. It's been a while since you and I had a chance to chat, and I know
sure.
This isn't the easiest of times when you have to make changes like this. But I wanted to start out and go back. When did you start thinking that a change might be in order?
Well, I'm going to answer the question a little differently. I guess it's been a couple years where I thought it would be helpful for me to be a little more involved in football. And so for the last 2 years, I've tried to get to more practices, be more around the team and coaches and scouting staff. But in terms of the making the change, you know, it was really, it's something you know, kind of think about, but what really, when it really became clear was just sitting down with Ted at the end of the season, and he and I talked on and off on a very regular basis throughout my whole time here. But, you know, just at the end of the season, just sitting down and really, decided that it was best to transition him to, the senior advisor role. And so then, then that kind of started the process of, the hiring, putting a search together and looking at who would be our next general manager. And that moved pretty quickly, really, Bill.
Yeah.
Although, maybe for our fans it didn't seem that way, but really excited about ending up with Brian. I've really had a lot of respect for him for a number of years, really primarily when he moved back. He was on the road as a scout, and that experience, I think, has served him very well. But being here in the building for the last, any number of years, really have gained great respect for him. And, I think he's going to do a great job for us as general manager. And, I think having Ted, as kind of a mentor and a sounding board for him, for the next couple of years is going to be great for Brian. And then obviously the other big change was, kind of splitting the position, giving, Russ Ball responsibilities as executive vice president and director of football operations. Really, that's a lot of what he's been doing for Ted now, and just kind of recognizes it. And then, so the other piece is having Mike McCarthy report to me. And, the thought there is, number one, I through the process, it really, really felt that one of the areas where we could improve was communication
mm-hmm.
within our entire football operation. And I think this will do that. And I also trying to narrow, Brian's responsibilities. So number one, more than anything, I want him to be very successful, and allowing him to focus on what I feel are most important for him, and that's, the draft, the roster, player acquisition. Really allow him to focus on that. So it's been a lot, and then obviously Mike's been busy, with a number of hires and changes he's made there, and
right.
I know nothing's been officially announced, but I'll say I'm excited about Joe Philbin and Mike Patton. I think we're in really good hands with both of them, and I'm excited to see the team next year. I think you know the expectations here are high, and I think we legitimately will be able to compete for a Super Bowl in the near future.
I wanted to ask you because going back to the decision making process, I find it rather interesting. There's a lot of rumors and innuendos, but we all know what Bob McGinn's column said, and give Bob credit. He had some actual quotes in there, and you had said, "Look, I want to emphatically deny that the board came to me and said make a change." But was there discussion among board members that might have swayed you into that decision making process?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I hate to sound like President Trump, Bill, but that's fake news. I mean,
okay.
I don't know who's making that stuff up.
Okay.
But our board doesn't operate like that. Well, first of all, our board, you know, we got 45 people. I mean, that doesn't operate that way. I've kept our executive committee in touch throughout the entire process, and no, this was completely my decision, and the executive committee was completely in support of it. So
now,
I don't know how people, where some of that stuff comes from, Bill.
Okay. It's one of the, you know, the questions you have to ask, and I just wanted to get some clarification.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Yeah.
I also wanted to ask you when it comes to the hire, because there is a concern. People say, well, look, in the 70s and 80s, this is the kind of hierarchy they had. Bob Harlan, I heard him on a local show in Milwaukee yesterday, or 2 days ago on the Fan down there, which is our flagship station. And he said, look, sure. I gave football operations completely to the general manager. I didn't want anything to do with it. So now it kind of comes back to where it was in the 70s and 80s. And people go, oh, my God, we're going back into the dark ages again. We're going to start losing football games. And I look at it as, you were trying, like you said, knock down silos, but basically to open up the lines of communication so nobody was distancing themselves from another. And I can't see this thing like getting out of hand. I guess is there checks and balances here because, you know, if Brian wanted to say Mike isn't getting the job done and Brian has to go to you to get the job done to fire Mike. And I mean, how does this dynamic work when you're all looking at each other going, okay, I've got the power, but nobody else really does? I mean, I'm just trying to kind of put my head around all of this.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I guess I'd say a couple things, Bill. Well, first of all, you know, organizations evolve. There's no one perfect way to do things. I think, you know, you have to kind of figure out what's the best way for us to be successful. You look across the league, there's a lot of different models. And I think it's really interesting that on seven of the 12 playoff teams this year, you know, the head coach reported directly to the owner.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a model that is planned, but I'm not an owner.
Right.
But, you know, I'm representing our owners. And structure is fine, but in the end, it really comes down to people.
Mm-hmm.
And what I want to do is have a great working relationship between the four of us. And as I said before, you know, I'm not going to be making football decisions. I'm not going to be, you know, determining who's on the roster or what.
So you're not making draft choices or anything like that?
No.
Okay.
But I'm, you know, I'm obviously managing and overseeing the three of them. And I'm excited about it. I think it's a model that'll work. And, you know, and the key is going to be, number one, everybody knows their responsibilities. And you're right, there are certain areas where we're going to have to work together, and I'm going to sit down with them and just say, okay, let's hash this out. And, you know, I'm not going to say mediate or resolve disputes, but let's figure out, you know, and at the end of the day, you know, what's best for the Packers and what is going to help us win a championship.
With everything that's gone on, and the question is posed, with the house cleaning, defensive, offensive coordinators, general manager, why not just fire Mike McCarthy along and get it a clean start, try to rebuild it rather quickly, and get back to a Super Bowl in that regard when we all know that the old adage is 10 years is probably a long time for a head coach? Look, I think Mike's a very good coach, and I know he commands the offensive side of the football, but that's the question a lot of people ask is, why did Mike McCarthy not find the door as well?
Well, first of all, I have a lot of confidence in Mike. I think, you know, he's proven himself. He's excellent head coach in this league, and and I don't think he's stale. I think you look at I think he does a great job every year evaluating what changes he needs to make. And this was a difficult season. in a lot of ways, and I give him credit. He made the changes that he felt were needed, and those are difficult. And no, but I have confidence in him, and am excited to see what we're going to be able to do you know, this year. I think you know, I don't want to put too much, but you know, you look at when Mike and Joe Philbin were together, we had some pretty good offenses.
Yeah,
and I think that's exciting. And you know, Mike Pettine is, you know, you look at his track record's pretty good in terms of defenses that he's coordinated. So I think it's pretty exciting to think about what could happen.
If Aaron Rodgers didn't go down this year, and you're sitting here this weekend in the playoffs, do you think you're still making the same moves?
Boy, that's a great question, Bill. I mean, you know, I hate to speculate, but maybe not as many as we made, and that's where, I mean, you hate to say it, but sometimes things happen for a reason, and sometimes you know, you can have blessings in disguise. And I think this did really focus all of us, force us to really focus on, you know, what do we need to do to ensure that we can continue to compete for Super Bowls.
The next question before I let you go, Mark, there's a lot of talk about, you know, London, and the Packers have not been a team to go to London. The Rams this year are going to be a team that's going to head to Mexico City. You're obviously on their schedule for a home game there. I know there's been reluctance because of the way you sell out Lambeau Field. I think, you know, people would almost, you know, pitchforks to the front office if indeed they took
a
home
game.
Well,
we're a small market, so, you know, our home games here mean a lot more to Green Bay than
right.
home games in New York.
But, you know, nobody on the road, because Packers fans travel so well, wants to give up a Packers home game either. So, are you getting is the commissioner calling? Because I know you got a friendship with Roger Goodell. He's probably calling you going, Mark,
sure.
What the hell, dude? Are you ever going to let us take you over to London or not? Or are we going to have to stick you in Mexico City? Or what? Is that a discussion you have with him? Or is this just something that right now they're spinning the wheel and your name hasn't come up yet?
No, I have discussions, not necessarily with Roger, but, you know, people on his staff and, you know, that oversee that area. And they'd love to have the Packers. They understand why we can't give up a home game. So then it, you know, then it becomes, you know, what, who could possibly move a home game against the Packers there? And a couple issues there. And as you said, we travel so well. And but the league can require teams that are either hosting a Super Bowl in their hometown, in their stadium, or playing in a temporary stadium. The league can require them to play an international game. The problem there is the league also allows them to protect one home game.
Right.
And we are usually the team that those teams select to protect that home game. That game. You know, the other thing that's made it, I think, a little more difficult in recent years is that a lot of teams have moved to variable pricing, so they have different tiers. And we are always at the highest tier because of how well our fans travel. So it's become more of a financial decision. I would say that if you give up a Packers home game, a game against the Packers, you're giving up even more money than you would have in the past. You know, you probably saw it. I mean, the only two teams that haven't played an international game since 2007 are us and the Panthers.
Right.
So, I think it'll happen. It's going to have to be the right matchup with a team on the road, probably somebody who's playing in a temporary stadium.
I know you wanted to be last person out of Wisconsin, turn out the lights to go to Minneapolis and head over for a Super Bowl, but will you be there, you know, kind of in any capacity that maybe we could get you on the air? Obviously, it's going to be a big weekend if Jerry Kramer has announced that he's going into the Hall of Fame. Hopefully,
yep.
We'll keep our fingers crossed, but we'd love to have you on back over there then if we could get you.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I go to every Super Bowl. It's always a lot more fun when my team is with me or our team's coming with me. But, I'll be there. A lot of league stuff going on, and this is I think probably about the easiest trip to a Super Bowl that we'll ever have
right.
in Green Bay.
Right,
yeah.
Mark, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks so much for answering a few questions, and it's just stuff that you hear, and we try to decipher it here on the program. And I know you drive around and you listen, and you probably go, "What the hell is he talking about?" So we try to clarify it.
I understand.
That's why I
try
to ask you a few things.
I mean, these are issues that are on people's minds, and I know we've had a great run of success. Going back. Into the 90s, and obviously more recently with Ted and Mike and obviously Aaron's involvement. And so I'm cognizant of that. But
have
also,
you heard from Aaron on any of this, by the way?
It's my responsibility to put together the structure that I think is going to work best for the team.
Have you heard from Aaron on any of this, by the way? Because we haven't heard a word from him. Have you talked to him at all?
I talked to Aaron, just right before this was all announced.
Okay. Yeah. Mark, always good, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
Get him on the air. Come on, Bill.
Do me a favor? Can you just pass along my number, and then we'd be happy to get him on the air? Because I've been asking for 4 years now to try to get him on the network with us, okay?
All right, well, I can't make any promises.
Okay. We got a little bit of money, not that kind of money, but we got a little bit. We'll try to pay. Mark, it's always a pleasure. Good luck to you, and we'll see you over in Minneapolis, okay?
Yeah. Right, pal. Sounds good. Thanks, Bill.
Talk to you later. There you go. Mark Murphy, president of the Green Bay Packers, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. We'll be back right after this.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.